It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Will the sales tax issue passed in August have any impact on improving facilities?
No, this one won't. Back in November of last year, we had tried to do a full penny increase, and that would have started to allow us to accumulate some money for matching purposes. That went down in defeat, and so we came back with, well, we at least need to try to get the community to support the current half-cent renewal. So that's what we were able to do. Now, in the future, is there a discussion? We still have a half penny of potential taxing ability. We still need to have that discussion down the road. Could a half cent help to build some level of local funds that we could match against federal dollars from, say, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, community development block grants, congressionally mandated funding, and or just like LCC did, to also have match money toward private foundations? The only way that we're ever going to build a new public safety center is this going to be a jigsaw of funding sources. For our size of a community, how do you fund a up-to-date police and fire center? It's hard. It's really hard to do. We get that. You know, I live in the city. I don't want to pay any more property taxes, so we're not going to go down that road. Where's the only place that we can get some level of funding that doesn't break the bank? And that could potentially be a half cent sales tax down the road. But even with that, we're hoping that for every local dollar that would be invested in a new public safety center, that we can get $3 or $4 from other sources outside of our city, whether it's state, federal, or foundation money. So that's a long-term ongoing process for us to continue to evaluate.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.